Julie Clausen, the program coordinator with the High Level Child Youth Advocacy Center. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's Child Abuse Prevention Month in the month of October. First of all, as a little bit of a warm-up, comments, please, on the fact that it is Child Abuse Prevention Month this month.
Well, that is correct. It is October is known as Child Abuse Prevention Month, and more specifically on October 24th, Alberta Child Advocacy Centre has invited everyone to go hashtag GoBlue in recognition of child abuse prevention.
How silent has child abuse been, and how much do we need to bring it to the forefront to say, hey, this isn't right?
Well, over the years, child advocacy centers have been seeing an increase in cases. Now, I mean, it's not a reflection that there's a rise in child abuse per se, but it's more as a result of the awareness and the knowledge on how to recognize and report abuse. So I think it's always been there, but just being more recognized.
You mentioned in the press release that one of the goals, I'm thinking, is to start a conversation about child abuse and the subheadings, for lack of a better term, that go with this. Has that conversation begun in your mind?
I believe so, because the more and more awareness we put out there and the more, we publicize it and offer supports to children and families, the more the awareness gets out there, I think.
How easy or how difficult is it to say either I've got a problem or I know of somebody who has got a problem?
Well, I mean, I think that also depends on the individual. I mean, in regards to supporting children, I mean, we know that abuse can happen in many different forms, mm-hmm. right? So the first thing is to for children who suffer from abuse, to tell someone that they trust. And then oftentimes that might be a teacher, it might be a parent, a counselor, just a trusted adult. The first thing is just letting someone know that you trust.
I go back to the sparking conversation aspect of it. How can we as outsiders, or the average Joe and Jane, as it were, start the conversation or keep the conversation going?
I think just by helping to create awareness and educating ourselves in and around that abuse happens anywhere. I mean, we know that any person who has reasonable or probable grounds to believe that a child may be in harm's way is obligated to report abuse to the proper authorities, so whether it's Safe Children's Services or the local RCMP, being aware.
The Child Youth Advocacy Center, does it have programs available for everybody?
Well, right now our center is fairly new. We just opened our doors in March. Families come through us either through Children's Services or the RCMP referral, and what we do is we can offer crisis intervention here in High Level, along with court support, court updates and accompaniment, and then counseling. We generally refer that to the local counseling agencies or Alberta Health Services, Mental Health, and then, of course, we also refer to the PACE Center in Grand Prairie.
Without getting into specifics here, Julie, how have things gone since opening in March?
Well, you know what? It's like everything. It's creating an awareness and letting the community know that we're here. By having a center in High Level, we can definitely service families within our geographical area versus having families head out to larger centers such as Grand Prairie or Edmonton or even further south, depending on, where the availability is.
You mentioned going blue on October the 24th. I'm sure there are some offices and businesses who would like to go blue, maybe earlier, maybe later. I'm not sure, because October the 24th is on a Sunday this year, but how much do you encourage everybody to go blue?
I encourage everyone to go blue, whether you do it today, tomorrow, the 24th, a few days before, absolutely go blue. You can follow the hashtag GoBlueAlberta, and you can like or comment or upload at that point, and also get more information there as well. So we encourage everyone to take a photo of your family if you are comfortable with that, or your coworkers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just spread the awareness.
May I ask why the color blue?
It came about through a grandmother in the U.S. In about 1989, I believe, her grandson died as a result of abuse, and so she tied a blue ribbon onto the antenna of her car to bring awareness to her community about the tragedy of child abuse.
The things you learn every day. Holy mackerel.
Mm-hmm.
Julie, I wish you all the best and all the success in the world with the Child Youth Advocacy Center in High Level. And Julie, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.